Meditation can bring up many kinds of feelings and experiences. When we practice letting down our guard, when we practice just being an open heart, even in meditation where there's nothing happening, things start to happen internally. We may start to feel feelings we haven't wanted to feel. We start to open to deep and profound experiences that we were previously cut off from. And so we then have an opportunity to practice meeting everything in our inner world, everything that arises in meditation, meeting it with an open heart, meeting it, receiving it, welcoming it, turning toward it, being vulnerable to it. And that is a profound spiritual practice.
Welcome to Meditation Changes Everything with spiritual teacher Craig Hamilton, a podcast exploring the deeper potentials of meditation practice and how it can change every aspect of human life. In this episode, Craig explores how meditation can help us open our hearts to experience the fullness of life. For many of us on the spiritual path, there's a yearning to let down our defenses so we can feel life more deeply. But we often struggle with the vulnerability that comes with this level of openness. As Craig explores in this episode, meditation practice can provide a uniquely safe space to nurture an open heart. He shows us how this practice can enable us to embrace every aspect of our inner world without feeling overwhelmed, so that we can let ourselves be deeply moved by all of life. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
So as you know, the focus of this work, which I call the practice of direct awakening, that what's unique, and I don't mean, 100% unique. I don't mean no one's ever taught this way before, but I mean what distinguishes this particular approach to meditation, this way of looking at meditation, is that we're sourcing it from the natural qualities of awakened consciousness, of our true nature. So we're looking at how awakened consciousness, how an awakened human being naturally shows up, what the natural experience of enlightenment or awakening is, and then we're practicing those qualities directly. We're practicing those natural attitudes, dispositions, characteristics, qualities of awakening. We're turning them into practices. That's really what I mean by direct awakening as a meditation practice. And so when we look at awakened consciousness, one of the beautiful things about it, one of the kind of very sublime, very touching qualities of awakened consciousness is the wide open heart that comes with it, that it bestows on us. When any of us experience the depth of our true nature, when any of us step into awakened consciousness, into the part of us that is already awakened consciousness, one of the things we discover is that our heart has been flung wide open in a way that we had never experienced before in our life. We weren't trying to have a more open heart necessarily. We weren't doing practices to try to be more open necessarily. But through this awakening, we suddenly find that our heart feels vast and open, and we're suddenly moved by all kinds of things that we barely noticed before. We're very open to others. We really feel other people. We feel their inner world, their inner life. We're really open to our own inner life, all the complexities of our own psyche and everything we've been through and all the ways we're conditioned and that we react. We're really very open to all that. And we're open to a depth of being and experiencing life that is far beyond anything that we could have imagined, really, anything that we had known before. And all of this just seems to be a natural outpouring of this new consciousness that we've discovered. And those of you who've had some experience of awakening, some either glimpse of your true nature or hopefully much more sustained awakenings to that, I'm sure will recognize what I'm talking about. It's this, wow, this is what it means to feel. This is what it means to feel fully alive. I didn't realize I was missing so much. I didn't realize I was shielded or sheltered or cut off in so many ways. And it's one of the things that's a bit overwhelming about spiritual awakening is that we're now suddenly this, you know, one way of talking about this would be sensitivity. And it's an interesting contemplation to think about the difference between reactivity and sensitivity, right? Because often in a conventional sense, we would equate those two. You know, if someone reacts, you know, very intensely to something we do or say, we might say, hey, you're being too sensitive. Don't be, you know, you're being too sensitive. Oh, I just said a little thing and you totally reacted. So we kind of equate those, but this is a very different kind of sensitivity. It's a very deep, deep full being sensitivity that does not equate to any kind of reactivity necessarily. We're a space that can feel for the whole, like the heart of the cosmos, the heart of life. We feel it. We're allowing it all in, but we're containing it all. Not effortfully, it's just naturally. It all fits because we now have room for everything. Our consciousness is so wide open that there's room for everything to arise and move within us without necessarily propelling us into some reaction. So what I mean by the heart is really, I'm using it as a metaphor for our ability to feel. Our ability to feel things emotionally and more than just emotionally, but subtle feelings, subtle energies, but also just raw emotion, really just our feeling sense. Our center of feeling. And particularly here, our receptivity to powerful feelings, deep feelings. So when I'm talking about having an open heart, I'm talking about being open to feeling the full spectrum of the intensity of being alive. Being someone who's open to feeling all that. Now, often when I've spoken about presence or being present, I'm using it in a little narrower way because I'm often speaking about what? Attention, the quality of your attention, where you're placing your attention. Is your attention here? Your awareness, your attention. Being present and attentive. But here I'm pointing to something else. It includes attention, but it's a much deeper kind of whole being presence. A deeply felt presence. A deeply sensitive feeling. Knowing, receiving, available presence. So this open heart, you could say, is what enables us to stay connected. Connected to other people. Deeply connected to ourselves. To our own feelings, to what we're experiencing, connected to reality. It's really our connection to reality, to life. We can be connected at the level of mind. We can be connected at the level of attention, but you can feel how that's a fairly thin layer compared to this much deeper attunement, receptivity, sensitivity. This open heart is the source of radical empathy, the ability to deeply feel with others, to just experience someone else's experience. Really know this is what it is to, this is to feel this is what this other person is experiencing. I can let it all in. It's what enables us to feel broadly the pain and suffering in the world. You know, very many of us on the spiritual path have this struggle or this question that we live in, which is, you know, we feel compelled to want to feel the pain of the world. We want to be in touch with our world. We want to be in touch with this human community, and beyond the human community, the community of all of life and the, you know, pain of what's happening on our planet. We want to feel that. We feel like we should feel that. We feel like if we're not feeling that, we must be cut off. But at the same time, when we do feel it, we tend to feel overwhelmed by it. And so we shut it out. We say, no, that's too much. This is also what enables us to experience the beauty and glory of this world and this life, right? Because if we're, you know, if we're cutting ourselves off or we're pushing away the discomfort and the pain and the suffering, we're gonna, you know, we're shielded. And that means we're shielded across the board. So we're defended, we're shielded from the discomfort, but then we're also shielded from the beauty, the profundity, the sacredness. It's like we've created a tight little filter through, and that's going to filter out all the highs and lows and only allow in something a fairly narrow bandwidth or spectrum of experience. So how is this different from the human condition at large, the unenlightened human condition, the condition in which we find ourselves? Now, if we look at how most of us human beings are currently experiencing the world, we're incredibly defended. We have a very powerful defense system and structure that blocks a lot of our experience, a lot of our potential experiences being blocked at the door or at the gate. And there are a couple broad reasons for this. You know, many have commented on, you know, how life is, you know, has pain and trauma as part of it. And some of us have had a lot more trauma and suffering in our lives than others. And that we grow defended against further pain, which makes complete sense that we would. If our heart has been hurt before, we may have closed it down and said, I'm not going to let things in. You know, maybe we let another person in very deeply and they hurt us, and we say, I'm not going to let anybody else in there. So our heart gets closed. Some of us had a very painful, traumatic childhood that created a lot of deep defenses. So there's this sort of just human response to difficulty, suffering, trauma of life that has closed us down partially. You know, when we're all, and I want to just acknowledge, because I'm obviously speaking here about the open heart that comes from awakening and the sort of the wide openness of it, the fully blown openness of spiritual awakening. But I want to also just acknowledge that we're all on a spectrum here of having a more or less open heart. It's not only spiritual awakening, that it's not, this isn't binary and it's not black and white. You know, we, some of us have been through a journey of opening our heart already, and it's much more open, say, than it was 10 years ago. And yet we might still have a lot of places where we're a bit shut down that we're not even aware of. You know, others, you know, you can encounter people in life who you feel, wow, this is a person who's completely shut off. They don't let anybody in, and they don't let anything in, and they don't let themselves feel. You know, we probably all know people like that. Maybe we've been that person and have really transformed out of that. So it's a spectrum, and yet we're looking at it in its ultimate potential as to when we're truly awakened and all the defenses have been relinquished. You know, what's that possibility, and ultimately how we could practice that. And it's important to recognize that, because we can often have a little, you know, those of us who have done a lot of spiritual and psychological work can often have a little too trauma-based worldview, like the healing worldview. Everybody's always healing and recovering from the traumas of their past, and that's what the journey is. And that's not really what the spiritual journey is. That is a part of the human journey of maturation and growth, and healing is part of life, and spirituality does bring about a lot of healing just organically. So, but this is much more, opening our heart is about much more than healing from our past hurts. Because it's not just trauma that closes or partially closes our hearts. Our hearts, we close our hearts, we defend in response to just the sheer intensity of life. And I don't just mean negative intensity. I mean, there is a lot of negative intensity. There's violence, cruelty. You know, things can be very frightening and overwhelming. It's understandable. We would just, whether we've been traumatized by it or not, it's understandable that we would be defended against that, against all that negative intensity, just as a starting point, as an adaptive response. But you see, as our life begins to touch into the higher possibilities of life, the beautiful possibilities of life, as we get on a spiritual path and we start to glimpse the glorious sacred depths of what's possible for a human being to encounter and live from, we start to discover that there's an intensity of positive feeling, of positive experience, that is also overwhelming and disorienting. It feels like it could turn our world upside down, leave our life unrecognizable. We might forget who we thought we were and not know who we are anymore. Other people might not recognize us. We might not be able to function, is sometimes a fear, because we can feel how big the tectonic shift in consciousness is or could be when we start to have spiritual experiences and spiritual awakenings. And so what we discover is, oh, I'm deeply defended against spirit. I'm shielded against spiritual awakening. I'm just as afraid, I'm just as boundaried against the glorious heights of spiritual illumination as I am against the, you know, frightening or kind of dangerous or kind of negative parts of life. How interesting. I would have thought, you know, and this is kind of how we come onto the path. We tend to come onto the path thinking, I want nothing but love and light and God and spirit and enlightenment. And I'm just trying to get over, you know, the parts of myself that have been in the way of that. All I need to do is find that glorious possibility in myself, and I will naturally embrace it wholeheartedly. We kind of think it's just, I would happily live a holy life, a spiritual life, and surrender my life to the divine if only I could find it. That's kind of often how we start on the path. We just think, if only I could find that, then I would give myself to it completely. Then what happens once we find it is we discover, oh, I'm actually kind of ambivalent about giving my life to this. I'm not so sure I want this. And that surprises us, and it's often hard to face. We say, well, why would I be defended against the very thing I want the most? Why would I be shielded and protected? Why would I close my heart down to the very source of my heart, to the very deepest longing of my heart? Why would I be closed off to it? And actually facing that and confronting that and being willing to see it and work to move beyond it is one of the perhaps most difficult or challenging parts of spiritual life, because it means we have to start to look and see the ways in which we're defended against the very thing we want the most. And not because of our past traumas, but because we aren't sure we're ready to be overwhelmed, to be swept off our feet, to give up control and be taken somewhere. Even if it's somewhere magical and beautiful and glorious, it's not a place that we, you know, have control over, and we're not so sure we're ready for that. So when I'm speaking about an open heart, I'm speaking about a heart that's open to all of it. Because it's the same movement. There's a kind of vulnerability in what I'm pointing to, a vulnerability, a receptivity, an openness that by definition we can't control the opening. You know, we can't say, okay, I'm gonna just have tight control over the aperture here, and I'm gonna filter out all the unwanted, uncomfortable things, and I'm going to allow in all the beautiful, lovely, pleasant things. And that's, you know, I've got a nice gate here, and I'm a gatekeeper for my what I'm going to let in. To really allow the big open-heartedness of spiritual awakening, of our spiritual self, of our true nature, to really allow all of that to become our home, become our life, we have to give up control, and we have to let go of control of that gate or that aperture. We have to let it all, we have to find a place, a way in ourselves that where we can let it all in without getting blown off course by it. So it's a full spectrum feeling, a full spectrum sensitivity, a full spectrum receptivity. Like any of the natural qualities of awakening, an open heart is something that we can directly practice. We can practice bringing an open heart to everything in our lives, everything life brings our way. We can practice trying to meet it with an open heart. Now, in daily life, what I just said is a lot easier to say than it is to do. Right? So imagine right now this, I say, okay, so we're going to practice having an open heart. So now that you know that you're defended and some of the ways in which you're defended and closed, go out into life and open your heart. Good luck. See you next month. You can probably sense that, I mean, it's that would probably have an effect, but it probably wouldn't be that profound of an effect, right? Like you would try, we would all try, we'd share our results. You'd say, well, I tried today to have an open heart at work, but I found myself when that one person came in who just really triggers me, and I find them so offensive to be around, I just shut down again. And I don't know, what does it even mean to have an open heart in relation to this person, because I don't really want to let them in because they're a jerk or whatever, you know? Or, you know, yes, I wanted to really be open-hearted to the movements of spirit, and I sat down to try to meditate and just to try to have an open heart, but I just found myself in my same old pattern. So, you know, saying go have an open heart is a bit like saying be undefended. Be undefended. Now, you're quickly going to discover that you're too defended to be undefended. The whole thing about being defended is that it's unconscious. It's happening prior to thought. These defense systems have been built layer upon layer deep in the psyche. And it's not that you're walking around trying to be defended and trying to defend yourself. The defense is happening by itself prior to you doing anything. And there's a reason you're defended, as we just discussed. It's a protection mechanism. There are a lot of things that it's reasonable to want to protect yourself against. Toxic interactions, hostile people, etc. But this is where meditation, the opportunity of meditation, again, proves to be invaluable for spiritual awakening. Because in meditation, there's an opportunity to practice having an open heart in a truly safe environment where there's nothing you need to protect yourself from. In meditation, we have the opportunity to practice letting down our guard, allowing ourselves to feel life fully, completely. And, you know, meditation can bring up many kinds of feelings and experiences. When we practice letting down our guard, when we practice just being an open heart, even in meditation where there's nothing happening, things start to happen internally. We may start to feel feelings we haven't wanted to feel. We start to open to deep and profound experiences that we were previously cut off from. And so we then have an opportunity to practice meeting everything in our inner world, everything that arises in meditation, meeting it with an open heart, meeting it, receiving it, welcoming it, turning toward it, being vulnerable to it. And that is a profound spiritual practice. So as we begin practicing having an open heart in meditation, one of the things we discover is that having an open heart also requires us to have an open mind, to have a lot of space around and within our mind. So if you look at how it is we defend ourselves and how the whole inner posture of being closed and defended, how it works, you know, part of it's energetic, part of it's emotional. But a big part of it is also very tied into our meaning making, how we make meaning out of what occurs. In other words, just to be very simple about it, if you're sitting in meditation and, you know, a very strong feeling of agitation, or let's say anxiety, a strong feeling of anxiety comes up in your meditation because you're just sitting there and you start to feel very tense and anxious. Almost right away, the thought structure comes up and says, oh, this shouldn't be here. I'm meditating. I'm not supposed to feel anxious. I'm supposed to feel relaxed and at peace. Clearly, this isn't it. You know, and I don't want to feel this anxiety because it's bad and it feels bad. So I need to make it go away. So we're all these conclusions and meaning are being imposed on the feeling. And And then that just is what reinforces it and creates the structure of, you know, get this away from me, because we concluded something about it. We made meaning out of it. Versus you're just sitting there and experiencing whatever you're experiencing. You're not drawing any conclusions. You're not making any meaning. You're not interpreting your experience at all. Then you're just having the experience. You don't know that it's good or bad. You don't know if it should be here or not. You're just open. You're wide open. So for your heart to stay open, your mind has to stay open or spacious. And by this metaphor of the spacious mind, what I'm referring to is the mind that's not judging, that's not making meaning, that's not drawing conclusions. In other words, we have a lot of space in our mind for every thought to arise and not to conclude one way or the other. We have a lot of space in our experience for every feeling to arise, and we're not going to draw any conclusions about it. We're not going to judge it. We're not going to critique it. We're not going to label it. We're just going to allow it, to embrace it, to include it.
If the approach to meditation we've been exploring today inspires you, you are invited to tune into a 90-minute online workshop Craig will be hosting called Meditation 2.0, The Miracle of Direct Awakening. In the workshop, he'll share a powerful new approach to meditation practice and guide you in a series of brief meditation experiments so you can experience it for yourself. You can listen to that at freemeditationworkshop.com. That's freemeditationworkshop.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, we hope you'll share our show with others. And please subscribe and rate us wherever you listen to your favorite shows. If you have a minute to write a short review on your podcast app, we would deeply appreciate your support. You can stay connected to the show by subscribing to our newsletter at meditationchangeseverything.com. Each week, we'll send you new audios and videos from Craig, and we'll also let you know when we release new episodes of the show. For a deeper experience of Craig's approach to meditation, consider joining our Awakened Life membership program. Each month, you'll receive in-depth teachings and guidance, including a meditation workshop, 4 guided meditations, and a live online retreat with Craig. And when you register today, you can receive your first month for 50% off. Go to awakenedlifemembership.com to learn more and enroll. That's awakenedlifemembership.com. Check out our show notes for links to all the ways you can stay in touch with Craig's work. Meditation Changes Everything is created by Craig Hamilton, Susan Fries, Mason Ewald, Stephanie Murphy, Will Bowman, and Richard Klein. From all of us, thank you for tuning in.